Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. If you're not working 20 hours a day, you're not working hard enough. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm Meredith, your co-host, and today I have joining me, you'll never guess, T-Bone.
The host. Although I'm trying not to be the host. I'm just trying to be the guest.
Sometimes we're going to have surprise hosts.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, this week, you guys, we have an exciting episode for you. But before we get into that, I have a couple things. I have a little bit different this time. I have a 3D Dentist Google review. So if you have not left us a Google review or a podcast review, we would really appreciate it. This one is 5 stars. The 3D Dentist Mastermind program has been a game changer for my practice. T-Bone and Sully have a proven system that when implemented, takes your practice to the next level. Since opening my startup practice almost 7 years ago, I've had many different business mentors. What I was missing was a dental-specific mentor. I have finally found that under T-Bone and Sully, following their system has helped my practice become more profitable while we are working smarter, not harder. Another great benefit is meeting with like-minded dentists and building relationships with them. Everyone is one at a different place in their journey, and it's so great to share ideas and best practices. I'm so thankful for 3D Dentists and all the connections I've made.
That's so sweet.
Well, some of that in there kind of talks about what we're going to talk about today, and that is unsubscribing from the hustle culture. So to get into today's episode, let's talk about what is the whole hustle culture and why people are doing it.
Yeah, you know, I think the hustle culture is going to mean different things to each generation. Mm-hmm. And really, like to my dad's generation or the immigrant generation, it's just work to survive.
Survival mode.
And then for my generation, which is, you know, the second generation, not quite the baby boomer generation, but for me, what was instilled in me was that you got to work, you got to do what it keeps taking to survive. But you also have to start doing some of the things that make you a little bit happier.
To get ahead,
right. Yeah. And I think for me, what has really been very difficult for me has been letting go of certain things along the way. Understanding that at some point you graduate from doing certain things. For example, if you're an attorney, at some point you stop doing traffic law because you're doing something else, right? But you did traffic law while it paid the bills.
Right.
To get started, to pay the bills.
Get your name out there.
To do all of those things, right? And then, you know, the hustle culture has become more prominent today than ever before from all of this social media attention that we get from hustle and work hard. And we're almost led to, I feel that we're, at least I felt this way, was that if you're not working 20 hours a day, that you're not working hard enough.
Right, and you feel the need to prove.
Yeah, or, you know, the badge of honor was, I live off 4 hours of sleep.
Right.
And, you know, all the studies and all the science is showing that we can't live off 4 hours. The vast majority of us can't live off of 4 hours of sleep, and that there are consequences in your business and personal life to this hustle. And and so really, you know, while it's about unsubscribing to the hustle culture, it's also about subscribing to a more balanced lifestyle. And part of that balanced lifestyle, at least how I'm looking at it at this point in my life, is how do you let go of that drive? How do you let go of that more, 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 there's more opportunity, there's more this? And I think sometimes I'm part of that problem because I'm on this podcast and teaching and sharing with people how we can do more. But sometimes we don't stop and smell what's around us. We don't stop and enjoy what's around us. We don't stop to really take inventory of how much we've accomplished.
And what we can offer. Yeah. I think you share that well with the bandwidth and talking about replacing yourselves, and you can't take on new things. And when people come to learn implants, you know, you let them know you'll need to be giving up something else you're doing because we're all busy.
Yeah.
And we're all fully scheduled.
At least 90% of us are busy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think scheduling is a huge thing in the hustle culture. It's like they just are taught to fill the schedule.
Yeah. You know, and I think you had kind of share with us what's one of the at the printing class last week and what one of the team members said.
One of our masterminders right now, which I think this kind of relates back to our mastermind, is kind of what we teach is to slowing down to speed up. And that is a lot of going from the rat race and the hustle culture to working smarter, not harder, and doing the things that you want to do. So one of them recently purchased a practice and she's having a hard time retraining. I mean, you're almost undoing everything these team members have learned over the last 20 years. And her office manager was told by the previous owner, if he didn't have a drill in his hand, he wasn't making money.
Yeah.
And we teach them to take time off to coach and train team members because you can only do so much.
Well, it's only sustainable for so long, right? And so, but also in defense of that team member and that dentist, in the 80s and 90s, that was the truth.
Right.
If the drill wasn't turning, there was no money.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, we live in a time now where the drill doesn't need to turn to make money.
Right.
You know, and all of those things. So
it's got to turn to make at some point.
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't, there's not much of a drill in sleep apnea or orthodontics, you know.
But that's not the only time.
Right. And my point in some of this is the reason I brought the team member up is sometimes what we often don't pay attention to or we don't realize is that when we put pressure on this, keep the schedule full or keep busy, we're instilling this attitude or this culture with our team members. Mm-hmm. And then we complain
that we're tired,
right?
Yeah.
But they're only doing what we tell them to do.
Right.
Or they're only mimicking what we show them ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I think it's, I can use Megan as an example.
Yeah, the leader sets the tone.
You know, I can use Megan as an example in our practice. Just today, she wanted me to skip our team meeting, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a nice 8-unit veneer case. So they're all important, okay?
Right.
But what was my answer, Meredith?
I can't miss that. And she said, why? Just let someone else lead it.
Yeah. And I was like, well, I want to lead it because I've missed the last couple because she hasn't valued that.
Right.
And so I said, I'd rather come in on Thursday morning on my day off and do that. And I think.
But she didn't want to fight with me. So.
Well, but I think what happens is clearly I gave an inch one time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then it became another time, and then another time.
And then she realized it wasn't that important to you.
Right.
Or she thought it wasn't that important to you.
Right. And so really it's about kind of bringing that back. And dentistry, I think dentistry really suffers from this concept of hustle. And look, it's important. You know, they call Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle. I mean, everybody, we want people that hustle, okay? We want people that work hard, that aren't lazy. But there's
that
a
have more than one speed.
Yeah, that's but there's a difference in overworking yourself and missing it. It's jumping over dollars to save pennies.
So Sully's response was to this office manager, you care about everyone else. You care about the patients. You care about your other team members. You would do anything to get these patients in who would leave you when you change insurance. Do you not care about her?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family, T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Right. The one that writes your checks, that provides you a place to work.
Yeah. And, you know, you're working her to death. And at the end of the day, she can't even go home and cook dinner for her two kids or want to pick them up and spend time with them because she's so tired. She's given everything she has there to not even produce anything like she could if she sat back, planned things out differently, and enjoyed what she did.
Yeah, you know, and that's such an important part of practicing. We build a practice by a practice, become an associate, to have more control or freedom. Ultimately, it's freedom, right?
Yeah.
And so we just have to take control of that freedom. And I mean, I don't know what else to say about what is hustle culture.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's this. And for me, there's a part of me that the hustle was the immigrant mentality I grew up seeing.
Yeah.
Okay. And even today, to this day, I see my dad still. Right. Like, he just doesn't know any different, right?
Yeah.
But I think the other part of this hustle culture is social media. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if have I talked about it on the podcast where I've deleted all the social media apps?
I don't think so.
I've deleted all the social media apps off my phone.
And I've yelled at him for it.
And
because I'm having to answer all you people.
but you know, I still answer the questions because Carolina yourself will show me what, hey, this is what's going on. And, you know, obviously, if those of you that watch.
It's just temporary.
Maybe.
Break. Yeah.
Maybe. We'll
You're
see.
You're not going to know.
We'll see.
Not everyone has somebody doing it for them. Though.
But no.
I can't just delete
it. But how has my life really changed negatively by not having social media on there? How is my life changed? You know, it's like when I talk
to... Yeah, but don't you miss seeing what everybody's doing?
No, in fact, I don't miss seeing that.
You didn't miss us when we were in town?
No, but I see
blast?
You guys. I don't want to see all that.
Oh.
I really don't want to see all that, quite frankly.
Yeah, because then you have FOMO.
I have FOMO. I have this. And look, I'm saying this as a business that's very much built on social media, correct?
Right.
Yeah. A professional career that's been built off social media. But there's a negative to it. You know, there's really a negative to it. And I'm not saying that you need to get off. But
I think taking a break, but I
don't know how to balance it. I don't know. I haven't figured out how to, like, if I could say this, I'm a little afraid to say this. Like, if I could get my wife to just drop TikTok off her phone.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before. I'll delete it.
But
I won't delete it from the second phone.
Because those things that get you sucked in.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, to me, that's part of the hustle culture.
Well, let's talk about ways you can unsubscribe from the hustle culture.
Yeah.
So one of those ways would be quit doing things you don't want to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would be a big part of replacing yourself or kind of giving other people leadership and things, whether it's an associate, a team member, an office manager.
Well, I want to rephrase that statement and not necessarily quit doing things you don't want to do.
You shouldn't be doing.
Shouldn't be doing.
Aren't worth your time.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example. A family friend of mine who's a dentist called me the other day and said, hey, I'm out of whitening gel accidentally, and I have a patient coming in, and could I borrow some from you? And I'm like, sure, you can borrow whatever you need. And I was thinking to myself, I was making assumptions here.
Right.
Okay. So I'm thinking to myself, remember that time I just wanted to stop doing whitening in the practice?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, we make $100 doing it.
Yeah.
We never have the right amount of whitening gel. But, you know, it's
we never have a room available. And then
we have to make these trays or send them to a lab. And at some point, I'm like, all of this for $100 in profit. Right. I mean, certainly there's more revenue in that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's the bottom line that matters. And I'm like, man, all of this for a commodity procedure.
And now you can buy it on Amazon.
Right.
The exact same
thing. And so to me, I've come to a point where I believe that you got to quit doing things you shouldn't do. Now, they may happen to be things you don't want to do. But like I give, for example, I think whitening is one of those things that we shouldn't do all that often. Like, I believe we do whitening, but we do whitening pre-restoratively.
Part of the case. Okay.
Part of a case.
Yeah.
You know, we do whitening because, hey, my restoration is a little bit bright. Let's just give you some whitening.
Yeah.
So we do whitening on our terms.
Yeah.
And for example, for me personally, not a whole practice, but me personally, I'm only doing orthodontics now pre-restoratively. Like, I'm not doing, hey, if Meredith came in and said, hey, I want to fix my teeth a little crooked and I'm not doing any other work on you, I'd be happy to let my associate do it. I don't want to do it.
Right.
And because it's, again, it's something I shouldn't be doing. And because it's these little things. Like, for example, I've got a residual case on a good friend of mine, and I've got to meet with the orthodontist from Align Tech. And coordinating our schedules has been a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm available, they're not available. They're available, I'm not available. And all of these things are just eating up mental bandwidth.
Right.
And so we really need to move to a model where we become very good at a few things in our practice, and we create and do things that we could do on the fly. If you can't do it on the fly, if your team members can't do it on the fly, I believe you should find a way to replace it out of your practice, like get rid of it out of your part of the practice.
Yeah. Some practices, ortho is super easy in the practice. They have someone taking care of it. It's easy. All you have to do is check in, check out.
Yep.
Some have a associate who only does all the ortho goes through without one doctor. So it's that. But the whitening was just never.
It was never ending.
Yeah.
Never ending, man. It drove me bonkers. So then people would ask questions. It just wasn't worth it for me. So that's my example. Another for me was when I stopped doing partials and dentures.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I've talked about that probably ad nauseum, but same thing. It's
tooth replacement therapy, or
we can refer you.
Yeah. The dentist down the street.
Yeah. Or Jock, one of the two. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so much of that has relieved pressure from me.
Yeah.
And yes, there's a time where there's a little bit of pain because you're losing the revenue. But at some point, you got to believe that you'll replace that revenue with something else. You know,
right.
that there's some
that's
replacement.
That's the bandwidth, right.
Yeah, that's some replacement for you.
Right. At that point, when you were doing those and you were allowing to do removables, you weren't doing as many implants.
Right.
Or you weren't doing as many hybrids. And as you've progressed, you've let those things go.
Yeah. And then there's this this concept that I've grown up with, and maybe I've kind of helped make it bigger or keep talking about it, is the concept of being a super GP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, I think we need to redefine that. We need to have a super GP practice. Don't get me wrong. We need to have a practice where, you know, your patients can get 80% of their work done in your building.
Right.
But I don't believe every dentist needs to be doing every little thing
right.
in the practice, because some things you're not good at. Some things you don't enjoy, some things you're not efficient at, you know. So, for example, I've had associates that used to take 3 hours doing endo. I'm like, I know you can do it, but you shouldn't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For my sake and theirs, you should not.
Or even just economic sake,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And as much as people sometimes don't like to hear it, sometimes we do have to make decisions based on money. We do have to keep in mind the profitability of certain procedures. There's a reason restaurants take menu items off their menu,
mm-hmm.
because it's not profitable. They're not selling enough, or
keeping, you know, those products in stock isn't worth it.
It's not worth it, right? And keeping people up to date on these things or having things expire, it's not worth it, right?
Yeah,
you know. And so that's why I think quit doing the things that you shouldn't be doing, and how that kind of fits into this concept of hustle culture. I want to make one point before I let you move on. Is when you reach a point of beginnings of financial freedom and flexibility, then you can start making choices.
Right.
Look, if you're a startup, if you're barely making ends meet, you got to do what it takes.
Offer anything and everything.
You got to do what it takes.
That you can,
right? You know, you got to do what it takes. But as soon as you start doing what it takes, you got to start You got to start taking things off the table. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, it's funny, I'm going to bring this one up. It's kind of like when I had a gambling problem at the casinos. My challenge there was I would go to the casino and I would always end up leaving with no money. Because I never took
then
any.
Why would you go back?
Because I had to win it back. So I would never take money off the table. So now what I do when I do gamble, a few times I do go gamble, is, which is interesting, by the way, the more money I make, the less I want to gamble.
Give it away.
You know, but.
Because you know you can give it all.
So
you have more to give away.
So what I would do is I would take a few chips. I would cash my reds in for greens and greens in for blacks, and then I'd put some of them in my back pocket.
Right.
And that way,
that's
when
what
I,
you're supposed to do, right?
That you're supposed to take some off the table, right?
Yeah.
So that way, when I ran out of money in front of me, I would at least go home with what I came with or a little bit more, maybe a little bit less sometimes, right? But this way, I took some things off the table. I kind of protected myself. And I think really that's what happens to most dentists is they get into this hustle mindset,
right?
Because you got
they're
to
not protecting what they have,
and then you never get yourself out of it.
Yeah,
you know, and
that's why you gave me and Liz $100 in Vegas and said no more.
Yeah,
you didn't want to see us go down that hole. Well, I think the next thing is kind of goes in with everything you've been talking about lately, and that's business versus busyness. And you kind of mentioned it with social media, but the need to feel busy.
Yeah.
And I know we've had a couple people from the mastermind who say, I've been worried a couple times. I'm working less, but I'm producing so much more.
Yeah. Or just like, even more,
they say,
not so much more.
Yeah. But then it makes them stop for a second and go, oh my gosh, am I working enough?
Yeah.
Am I busy enough? And then that's when they pull the reports and look at everything and they're like, wow, this is really working.
Yeah.
But I think that need to feel busy is one thing of social media.
Listen, you know,
seeing other people posting cases all day.
Yeah, and you know, and again, we grew up in this mindset that if the drill's not turning, you're not burning.
Yeah,
right? You know, and so we do have this belief that busyness is a replacement for business.
And dentistry is not something you can work from home.
You can't
do virtually. Well, very often.
I think Brian Harris will disagree that you can't.
I said very often. You could do some consults.
Yeah.
And Megan's shown for you that she's been able to have consults while you're not.
Yeah.
A doctor's in the building, but you're not there. So you're technically generating something while you're gone, but you still have to be there to complete the procedure.
You know, if I could give everybody one piece of advice when it comes to your schedule, is I would stop making as many columns as operatories as you have. If you have five operatories, do not have five columns,
right?
Because your team will fill all five,
right?
And then they'll want to add a sixth. Okay,
so, for a room you don't have.
You know, and so I firmly believe that every dentist should have one main column, and that there should be one overflow column that's shared between two to three dentists, and that's where we can put patients because we have to accommodate what we can do. And people often say, people look at me when I say that I love exocad because I can do a diagnostic wax up and start the same day or the next day, or I can do an implant guide and start the same day or the next day. And they all look at me like,
How do you have time for that?
Are you not busy? And I go, well, the answer is I only schedule to one column.
Right.
And then I have the capabilities of working one and a half columns,
right?
Or, you know, sliding, you know, like I schedule all my implant deliveries for an hour and I know it doesn't take me an hour, but we build in this time where, hey, I'm doing a Seracare, I can do this here, right? Mm-hmm. But if you pack yourself so tight and then that true emergency comes in, you have nowhere to put it.
Or not even emergency, true opportunity.
Opportunity,
something that you would prefer to do for someone who has a wedding next week and you have the capabilities and the opportunity to do it. You just don't have the time or the space.
Give you two examples. Last week's consult and this week's. A consult from last week and a consult from this morning. The consult from last week, she came in and she went to another dentist and needed an implant on number 14. And they said, we can't see you for 2 months. And she's like, I don't want to wait 2 months.
Yeah.
She came into our office for a second opinion consult, and we said, we can start you next week.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to come in earlier, we'll be happy to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, and because A, we listened to what their complaint was, and I'm like, I like doing implants. Get rid of something I don't like doing.
Yeah.
Or I'm happy to stay an extra 35 minutes, you know, 30 minutes or so to do to do the implant. And then today's consult was, hey, I only want to do two teeth. I don't want to do 10 teeth. Right. Here are the limitations of two teeth. Are you okay with that? He said, yes. I said, great, then we'll be happy to do it. I'll go ahead and do the wax up and we can get started whenever you want. He goes, yeah, I've got this event and at the end of June. I'd like to be done by then. No problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and so to me, yes, in a sense that creates busyness, but I want people to understand that the ability to have that flexibility to work things and do things isn't about dotting and slashing and juggling your schedule. It's about building a schedule that creates room for opportunities. And that's really our scheduling concept with 3D Dentists and our mastermind and our boot camp and stuff is really about building a schedule that creates opportunity and makes you not burned out because emergencies happen.
Right. Well, if you are looking to unsubscribe from the hustle culture, we invite you to apply for our 3D Mastermind at www.3ddentist.com/application. If you are looking to build a practice where you are working smarter, not harder, you're getting clear on what you want as a leader and being able to do the dentistry that you would like to do.
Listen, the Mastermind is phenomenal. It's by far my favorite program that we do because I get to connect with people on a monthly basis. I get to sit down with them. I get to learn more about
the coaching calls.
It's great. Okay. Yeah. And it's pretty relatively inexpensive program. Well worth it. So if you want to join the Mastermind, let us know. If you're not ready to commit to the Mastermind, but you want more of this philosophy and concepts, then consider the 3D Business Bootcamp. We know that you'll love it. It's 22 years of what I've been doing in my practice that's allowed me to work less, do the dentistry I want to do, be productive, allow us to work one column. Even my associates all work one column. It's a culture within our practice. So we'd love to share with you how we're doing that through either the Mastermind or the 3D Business Bootcamp. Thank you guys for joining in, and we'll see you next week.